is BYU's VR event. I'm Laurel Burns. The UN Health Agency is warning the coronavirus pandemic will be lengthy and could lead to response fatigue. 6 months after the World Health Organization declared a global emergency, the coronavirus has killed more than 685,000 people and infected more than 17.8 million. The WHO says the effects of the pandemic will be felt for decades to come. Australia on Sunday introduced sweeping new measures to control a growing coronavirus outbreak in its second biggest city, including an overnight curfew. Despite a lockdown that began in early July, Melbourne has continued to report hundreds of new cases daily, and authorities say the city's residents will now face a curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. for the next 6 weeks. India's coronavirus caseload crossed 1.75 million, with another spike of nearly 55,000 in the past 24 hours. The health ministry there is reporting over 850 deaths. The month of July alone accounted for more than 1.1 million cases in India. On Sunday, China and South Korea reported more infections, but spikes in both countries appear to be tailing off. And South Africa is reporting it has topped a 500,000 cases, the fifth highest in the world. Meantime, a New York Times survey of 270 U.S. colleges and universities has uncovered more than 6,500 COVID-19 infections among students and staff and 14 coronavirus-related deaths. American educators are putting together plans on how best to protect students and staff from the virus. Some are putting all classes online, while others have a mixture of online and in-class learning. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.